This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The recent collapse in the U.S. stock market has at least one bystander cheering. Fidel Castro told more than 100,000 Cubans yesterday that the disaster, as he called it, on Wall Street could lead to a new era where the advantages of the Cuban economic system become more clear. Mr. Castro's remarks came at a rally commemorating the anniversary of a 1953 uprising that he and other Cuban communists see as the beginning of their revolution. The 26th of July has become a national holiday in Cuba and an annual opportunity for Mr. Castro to show he can still bring thousands of Cubans together to applaud his regime. From the city of Ciego de Ávila, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Local Communist Party leaders across Cuba yearn to have their city chosen to host the annual 26th of July rally. This is only the second time in 44 years that Ciego de Ávila got picked. Dump trucks and flatbeds came roaring into town just after 5 a.m. yesterday, hauling workers from the agricultural areas surrounding this city in central Cuba. Volunteers on board the trucks did their best to rouse the city folks and urge them to the town plaza for the big rally. Within an hour, the plaza would be full. But Pedro Arguelles, an independent journalist in Ciego de Ávila, says not to assume people go to these rallies on their own.
It's not that anyone puts a revolver to your head and says you have to go to the rally, but you'll have the party people on your block and at your workplace organizing everyone to go. And if you don't go, it'll be seen as a negative. They'll come to you and say, why didn't you go? It becomes a stain on your record, so you're practically obligated to go.
Arguelles admits to being frustrated at the government's ability to squash independent initiatives. Earlier this year, he is one of the Cuban dissidents who collected signatures on petitions demanding a referendum in Cuba on political reforms. They reached the minimum required for such a referendum under the Cuban Constitution, but then Fidel Castro arranged his own petition drive, getting Cubans to demand that the Constitution be changed to make the socialist system untouchable. Arguelles says some of the people who signed the dissidents' petition turned around and signed the socialism petition as well.
The people live with fear. They don't want problems. Unfortunately, even some people involved in the human rights movement were coming up with reasons to sign the socialism amendment.
Castro's drive ended triumphantly with the government claiming it got 99% of the electorate to endorse socialism. The amendment, in fact, produced a new slogan for yesterday's rally in Ciego de Ávila. Our socialism is untouchable, shouted a group of high school girls on stage to warm up the crowd. Castro soon took his position in the front row. Down the row to his left was 7-year-old Elian Gonzalez, the boy whose return from Miami 2 years ago was hailed as a revolutionary triumph. Standing alongside his father, Elian seemed as bored as any normal boy would be during a long political rally. But when it was time to cheer the revolution, he waved his Cuban flag and pumped his fist in the air. After about an hour, Fidel himself took the stage, slowly. He's 1 month short of his 76th birthday. Attacked often as a communist dictator out of touch with the modern world, Castro portrayed the recent corporate accounting frauds and stock collapses as justifying the anti-capitalist creed he's been preaching for decades. Barely 12 years ago, Castro said, many in this world expected to see Cuba crumbling as the last socialist state in the West. Now, he said, people are waiting to see how the capitalist world, led by the United States, gets out of the colossal and chaotic economic mess it finds itself in. Castro's tone was just short of gloating. He even dared to quote Marx and Lenin, something he's rarely done in recent years. Their critiques of capitalism, Castro said, showed they foresaw a fragment of their future. People who waited patiently in the sun to hear Castro explain why the Cuban system is superior still had to fight for a drink of water when the rally was over. There was a near riot at a water truck as people jostled to get their plastic bottles filled for the long truck ride home. Watching the spectacle was a young Cuban family. Rolando Perez, who works in Ciego de Ávila as a chauffeur, came with his wife and their young son. Perez said he and his family look at this period as a holiday, 4 days off with pay. He said they came to the rally out of patriotism, but didn't quite understand what Castro had to say about corporate accounting fraud and shady stock deals. I don't have a lot of training in that stuff, Perez said. I mostly follow the revolutionary symbols. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Ciego de Ávila, Cuba.